Christian Parenting.
Aloha, friends, and welcome to the Monica Swanson Podcast, powered by Christian Parenting. I am Monica Swanson, mom to four boys, wife to Dr. Dave, podcast host, and author of Boy Mom, Raising Amazing, and the newly released Becoming Homeschoolers. Here on the podcast, it is my goal to bring you practical advice and biblical wisdom for raising amazing kids and building strong families. You can always find show notes over at monicaswanson.com/podcast. I'm so glad you're here, and I hope you'll be encouraged. Well, hello and mele kaliki maka. This episode will air on Christmas Day 2024. And if you are catching it in real time on Christmas Day, then oh my goodness, I am so honored to be a part of your day. Thank you so much. And I do hope you are having a wonderful Christmas Day. I know that some people are traveling on Christmas, or maybe you celebrated a couple days ahead with family, or you'll be celebrating later. Maybe it's just a quieter day for you. So whatever you're doing, I'm super honored and I pray that you're having a great day. I'm glad I get to spend some of it with you. To those of you who will catch this later, that is fine too, because what I'm going to talk about will apply truly any time of the year, but especially during that week, that funny, awkward week between Christmas and New Year's. I've heard this week referred to as Twixmas. I read somewhere somebody called it the Feral Week, and I don't even really know what that means. But one thing I do love is that the Norwegians celebrate Romjul, R-O-M-J-U-L, and they consider it really a holiday referring to the week between Christmas and New Year's as a tranquil time to spend time at home with friends and family, undisturbed by the outside world. That sounds pretty good, right? It's a great time to rest, recharge, reset for the new year. Many of us have heard of the British equivalent, Boxing Week, and I love that the Danish call it Yule Vacation. But according to several articles I found, Romjul is more than just the week. It's a mindset. It's a time to cozy up with loved ones, take long, restorative walks, slow down, and reflect on the year behind and think about what's coming in the year ahead. It really gives everyone reason to snuggle up on the couch and watch movies. Sounds good, right? But whatever you want to look at this week as, we know that it can be a funny week. People are all trying to figure out, like, wait, what day of the week is it? Should I be super productive or super, you know, restful? How should I spend my time? Now, to be fair, there are plenty of people who do not get the week off. I know that. A lot of people go right back to work, especially if you work in the food industry or in retail or in ministry or, like my husband, in a hospital. He didn't get a single day off during the whole break. My older boys are home for about 10 days, and my husband's worked every single day of it. But no pity here. We're used to this lifestyle, and we just take it, you know, make the most of the time that he does have when he gets home from work. But all of that to say, we know that not everyone has a big break. But if you do, if you've got a break, if your kids are out of school, then it can be a funny week. So I just want to encourage you by giving you a little intentional direction for things I'm going to suggest will really maximize this week between Christmas and New Year's. So are you in? Are you ready to go? Let's start with number one, super simple, but one of my favorite things in the world, and that is a fresh calendar. That's right. A clean slate is like the best thing ever. I usually buy a simple calendar, the kind you can, you know, write in each day and then also take a glance at the full month. I buy one twice a year, once before the new year and once at the end of summer before this next school year begins. If you don't have a new calendar, a sheet of paper will do, but I love just sitting down and looking at the year ahead and starting to write in some plans, some goals, some important dates coming up. And, you know, if possible, you can do that as a family, but also you can just do it on your own. So start with a fresh journal, fresh calendar, and then this leads us to number two, which is get some time alone to pray, reflect, and dream. And I know, if you've got littles, you might say, yeah, that's not easy to get time alone. And I get it, but I'm talking even an hour. If you can have your spouse or a parent or swap with a friend and just get to a coffee shop and just spend some special time dedicated to talking to the Lord about, you know, you might take some time to reflect on the year behind and just be grateful and thank Him and worship Him for His goodness in 2024, but then begin to dream about what's ahead and make some plans. I'll include some scriptures over in show notes, but a couple I thought I would share with you that are worth reflecting and meditating on. Let's talk Jeremiah 29. Most of us know verse 11 pretty well, but I'm going to read 11 to 14. It says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. I will be found by you, declares the Lord." So such a great reminder that the Lord is never far off. He is only a prayer away. So if any of you have felt distant, you haven't been in the habit of spending regular time with God, I encourage you to just pray, call out. And He says He will be found by us. And He holds our future in His hands, so there's no better place to start the year than in communion with the Lord. Also, another familiar verse that I'll read a couple verses from, which is Philippians 4, 6 through 7, which says, "Do not be anxious about anything." Anyone starting off the year a little anxious? Well, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. So I encourage you to take those things that have you concerned about the days ahead and just bring them to the Lord. It suggests that we present those requests to God and then that we receive His peace. Now, that peace may not come immediately, but I do believe that when we put our faith first, not in feelings, not in emotions, but we choose to make a faith choice, the feelings will follow. So I encourage you to do a little burden swap with the Lord there, bringing Him all the things on your mind. You might dedicate some special time to pray for your marriage, for your parenting, for your own health, and consider your mental health, your physical health, your spiritual health, and pray God's will. I'm going to have a couple other passages of scripture suggested in the show notes. So be sure to go over to show notes, which will be found at monicaswanson.com/Christmas-2024. All right. So number one, of course, was simply to get that fresh calendar, get a fresh journal, and take some time to start with that blank slate. Number two, get alone with God to plan, pray, reflect, dream. And number three, simple one, get some rest. Truly, this is that Norwegian Rom Jewel. Consider this week a bonus week. Now, if you're like me, sometimes you find it restful to tackle a project, to clean out a closet, or, you know, something that you've been putting off because of the busyness of the holidays. That's totally cool if that truly refuels you. But along with that, also be sure you're getting some extra sleep this week. Consider this your catch your breath week. It's a perfect time to read a book. How's that sound? To take a nap, to watch some movies or catch up on a TV series you might love, watch a documentary you keep hearing about and you haven't taken time to watch. If you happen to have any of my courses, I'm going to say this is a great week to dive into that character training course or the well-rounded homeschooler course and really dedicate some time. And I'm talking, you can put 10 minutes in here and there, and you'll be amazed at how much you can get out of that. It's also a great time to play with your kids. Like how often our kids are busy playing with their Christmas toys and we're busy cleaning up or putting Christmas stuff away. No, hang out. Get down and play some Legos. Play with the dolls. Do whatever it is your kids are doing and just enjoy them. Take some mental snapshots of the moments with those kids. Also, if you look on the internet, what am I supposed to do during the week between Christmas and New Year's? There's a lot out there on that. Almost always it's going to be recommended that this is a great week to connect with old friends. So consider somebody you just haven't chatted with in a long time, an old college friend, someone you grew up with, someone you used to work with. Shoot a text, write an email, give a phone call, voice to voice. Imagine that. Do some FaceTiming. Catch up with somebody. Perhaps you know a widow or someone who is lonely in this season. What if you took an hour out of your week and you just went visiting? Bring the kids. If it's an elderly person, they usually love it when a kid comes to visit. So bake some cookies and go visit somebody that you know could use a friend right now. So those are all things you can do. Keep it simple. Don't task yourself with too much, because we all know that as soon as we hit that new year, we are going to be hitting the ground running. So you might consider, is there a word I want for this new year, word of the year? Is there a verse that you want to be your theme verse for 2025? Are you setting some resolutions, some goals, whatever you're doing? Just take this week to slow down, be intentional about the rest you need, plan and pray, and I can't wait to see you again in the new year. Now, I want to pray for all of you before I leave you, but before that, I have two things for you. One, if you're a homeschool family or thinking about becoming one, I just want to point you to our very favorite science and math curriculum, which you can learn all about over at diveintomath.com. Dr. Shorman is a good friend of ours. He lives here on the North Shore. We have spent a lot of time with him. We watch him serve in our community and at church. My boys are good friends with his daughter, and he is such a committed, excellent teacher of math and science. And my boys felt so well prepared for their college experience because they took all Shorman classes in math and Dive Into Math for their science classes as well, all the way through the AP level. And that's something that's hard to find if you're a homeschool family. AP classes are not available through most curriculums I have found. So go over to diveintomath.com, check out what they have there. If you want your kids to be taking the SAT or ACT test to prepare for college, know that the Algebra 1 and 2 classes that Dr. Shorman provides will prepare them very well for the SAT and ACT. So again, go over to diveintomath.com, check it out. I know you're going to be super impressed and your kids are going to love the curriculum. And lastly, I want to make sure you know that the Monica Swanson podcast is part of the Christian Parenting Podcast Network. And Christian Parenting actually has 31 different podcasts, and I hope you'll check them all out. You'll probably find a few new ones to follow because they've got some excellent podcasts. Well, Christian Parenting's mission is to help parents all around the world grow into the perfectly imperfect parents God created them to be, so that they can confidently raise the next generation of culture-changing Christians. That's what we're all about, right? Well, Christian Parenting provides digital and printed resources, encouragement that is rooted in biblical truth, and they have an entire network of faith-based products just for families, including this one. But I'm sure you know that creating resources and running podcasts is not free. And as a donor-based ministry, Christian Parenting relies on generous donors like you to continue to make podcasts like this one happen. Your donation to Christian Parenting also helps to create prayer journals, devotionals, digital guides, and other products to help encourage and build your entire family's health. So if you love this podcast, and I hope you do, would you consider giving a year-end gift to Christian Parenting. Christian Parenting is seeking to raise $23,437 by December 31st so that they can continue to produce these products and reach even more parents in 2025. Every gift matters and every gift makes a difference. So you can give your best gift by December 31st to help end the year strong and reach our goal. Give today at cpgive.org. Again, that's the letters CP as in Christian Parenting, give.org. Thank you guys so much for being here. And now I'll say a quick closing prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for everyone listening. Thank you for those who have been with me for years, either on the blog or here on the podcast or both. And thank you for my new listeners who are just joining us. God, I know that you love everyone listening so much, and you love their families, and you do have a purpose and a plan for their lives. And God, I just pray that nothing would get in the way of each person listening, seeking you and finding you in the year ahead. I pray that they would be able to carve out some time to spend with you, and that you would show up and speak to their hearts as they seek you earnestly. And God, I pray that they would get the rest they need. You know, Lord, how hard we work as parents. We know, you know how all the things on our hearts and our minds, the things that weigh us down. I pray, God, that you would come alongside everyone listening, lighten their load, do a burden swap as you show them that your burden is truly light. And God, as we prepare for this new year, I pray that you would inspire us, that you would give us hope and strength, that you would meet the needs, and that you would just encourage everyone listening. So thank you, God. We love you so much. We look forward to 2025 and all that is ahead. We want to honor you and glorify you every day of our lives. I pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, friends, thanks again for being here. Can't wait to share next week's interview with Bob Goff with all of you. I think you're going to love it and just be so encouraged. So tell your friends that's coming up. Please continue to spread the word about the podcast. You can do so by taking a screenshot of your phone and sharing even this episode to social media. If you're on Instagram, tag me at @MonicaSwanson_. Say hi while you're over there, okay? Thanks so much for being here, guys. Have a wonderful Christmas, a wonderful rest of your week. And until next time, aloha.
That's the average number of apps used by many companies. This leads to a lot of context switching that can distract employees and costs your company. Luckily, Grammarly can help. Grammarly's AI works in over 500,000 apps and websites, making it easy for your team to crank out clear, on-brand emails, documents, messages, and more. In just one click, they can go from blank page to first draft, all without leaving the page they're on. Grammarly has 15 years of experience building effective, secure AI that can be implemented in days with minimal IT overhead. It goes beyond basic grammar to help tailor writing to specific audiences, whether that means adding an executive summary, fine-tuning tone, or cutting out jargon. Join 70,000 teams who save an average of $5,000 per employee per year using Grammarly. Go to grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly. Enterprise-ready AI.